Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel, self-mastery coach and mentor. The mission of Evolve Beyond Limits is simple. Fall in love with your life and change the world in the process. And each episode of this podcast is dedicated to helping you do just that. It's designed to bring you one step closer to an aha moment that could completely transform your life so that you can keep evolving into your fullest potential. The reality is how you show up in the world matters, and I don't want you to waste another second living a life that doesn't light your soul on fire. So let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I am your host, Stacey Geisel, and as we continue down this chakra energy center we have made it through the root. We have talked about the sacral. And today we are going to get into the solar plexus. So we're moving up, and your solar plexus sits like right below your chest, in between kind of like your belly button and your heart space. So that's where our solar plexus energy center is. And this is our, quite literally, this is our power center. It is represented by fire, because fire is the element of transformation. It is our action chakra of all of them. So when we think about what we've gone through already, we've talked about the root, which is like our stability, our form, our survival. We've talked about the sacral, which is moving with polarity, with change, emotion. It's about passion and desire. And then we get into the solar plexus, which is all about energy. And it's all about combustion and fire. And like, if you were to rub two sticks together and get a spark, like that is what your solar plexus is all about. This is where the metabolism, your metabolism is held in your solar plexus. This is where your confidence and your self-esteem comes from. So it's a really, really powerful thing. And psychologically, it's where this, there's like a spark of enthusiasm. Okay. And that ignites our power, our personal power, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. It ignites our personal power. It ignites our will to do things. And then the behavior that comes from that is action. So again, this is our action center. Now, when we think about the point of the solar plexus, it's really to overcome inertia. And inertia is just the tendency for something to keep doing what it's already doing. So if you are at rest, inertia is going to want to keep you at rest. If you are moving constantly, then inertia is going to want you to keep moving. And overcoming inertia means that you're going to allow yourself to do the opposite of whatever it is. Okay. So that is really what the solar plexus is all about. It helps steer us past, you know, the path of least resistance, or it helps us get through addictive patterns, or maybe even move through the expectations of other. It's the solar plexus, when it's activated, is where we really take bold action towards something new. And whenever we take bold action towards something new, we begin to break the old patterns and we begin to transform our lives. So the hardest part about this, and as we know in so many things in our life, the most difficult part is starting, right? Just starting. And then it doesn't take a whole lot to get you going and to keep you going, as long as you are in alignment with what you are doing. Therefore, it feels kind of graceful. It feels kind of easy. And that's just part of this solar plexus and what the great things that can come from it. But the thing is, if we're not in touch with ourselves, and the first two chakras that we've talked about, our body and the ground and our desires and pleasure, then we're not going to have a lot of fuel to put on the fire. If we don't have an enthusiasm for life, then we're going to really struggle to fuel the fire in our solar plexus and get shit done. Because this is why I'm so passionate, again, about experiences and about living and about really just making sure that your main purpose in life is to be happy and to live in joy and to find all of these things from your first two chakras, so that we've got so much fuel to put on the fire that we are just, you're creating change You're transforming things wherever you go. And it's a really, really beautiful thing. So again, we think about our solar plexus, we think about where it's at, and it's really about, it's in our like navel area, it's in our umbilical area. And when you think about the umbilical, I want you to think about the fact that it's what feeds us. Quite literally, when we first come to this planet, it is what feeds us. And so you have to ask yourself those questions about the solar plexus. How are you drinking in the world? What is feeding you on a daily basis? And that's not simply the only about the food and the water and like what's literally feeding you, but what is feeding your soul? What is feeding your spirit? What is feeding you? How are you soaking in the world? This is, again, why experiences and getting yourself out there and doing new things and figuring out what does bring you joy is so important. And it doesn't have to be an experience of, I'm going to go across country, I'm going to take a vacation. It can be in your own backyard. Think about your life as one walking ceremony. Okay. It just adds to this energy that you just keep going. So every single thing you do, how can you make it ceremonious in some way? Okay. So that's like a few of the different things. And it's the fire of the solar plexus is the yang, which is the opposite of the yin from the sacral. So that's why the antidote to fear and anxiety is action. If we feel powerless or we feel scared, then what do? We withdraw. We become passive. And it's only if we can kick this third energy center, this third chakra into action, that we can move through fear and we can start to get that power back. Okay. So now you see why it's so important. So let's go over some of the other things that come along with the solar plexus. The developmental years is between 3.5 and 6 years old. So we're starting to build our confidence, build our self-esteem. This is why a lot of kids end up having a lot of temper tantrums because they're trying to control their life. And control equals fear. We've learned into that. So they're dropping in. The third chakra and the first chakra have a lot, they have a lot to do with one another. They all have a lot to do with one another, but you're going to see kind of something unfold here. So they're dropping into fear. And this is a part of life when you have to ask, like, are you allowing the kids, or were you allowed as a kid to make some of your own decisions? Or were you only living through what others were telling you to do? Right? If they're having tons and tons of tantrums at this time in their life, they've got an overdeveloped third chakra. If they're not crying at all, we might have an underdeveloped third because we've already lost our power. And we're going to talk about this power aspect here in just a minute. So the ram is the animal of the third chakra because it never gives up. It gets to the top of the mountain no matter how crazy it looks. So that's really powerful, is that ram is like, it just goes and it goes and it goes and it's persistent and it has confidence that it's going to do what it's going to do. Now, the third chakra is blocked by shame. So if we feel really shameful about things, then that is blocking our third chakra because it's blocking our personal power. Okay, so I keep talking about this word power. Our personal power is one of the most transformational things that we have access to, because as you've just heard, it kicks us into action. It kicks us into transformation, and it doesn't just transform us. It transforms the people around us. Now, there's a really sketchy situation in the world, and there has been for a long time, of what power truly means. There's two different types of power. There is power over, and there is personal power, which is power within. And we're going to talk about the difference, because there's really only one type of power, and that's the power within. Okay, so let's talk about how do we start to get, because so many people, they lose their power, and it's not often that somebody takes it from us. Sometimes it is. Sometimes people take our power. But often we give our power away without thinking twice. And why? Because we've grown up in a society that literally tells us we have no idea what we're doing. We are taught from a very young age to constantly submit and always look outside of ourselves for the answers to everything. It's our parents, it's our schools, it's our teachers, it's our government, it's all the things. Sometimes it's religion and the churches we go to, it's our communities, it's media. We are always being influenced and being told that we don't have any idea what we're talking about, but everyone else does. So listen to everyone else. And it's not anybody's fault. Again, I go back, this is not a blame game. This is a reality check of the reason that the people around us are like that is because they have also been encouraged to conform their entire life. That's all they know. They can't change. We can't change if we don't have an awareness around why we're doing what we're doing. And that is all that I'm here to bring you is some awareness. But in our world, conformity is encouraged. Conformity is encouraged because it's easier. It's easier to control people who conform. It's easier for the people around you if you just shut up and do what you're told. We need social cooperation. So understand this is different, okay? Social cooperation is one thing, but if social cooperation comes from dominating other people, it is no longer cooperation. And if we don't hold our own personal power in that third chakra, then all of a sudden, we are starting to have people start to have people, things have power over us. And then it's not a choice. You're not making choices. You become submissive. And when we become submissive, it cripples our sense of power and our self-esteem. Now, when we think about somebody having power over us or power over a situation, one, thinking that you need to dominate or manipulate somebody to get them to do what you want is not power. That is insecurity at its core. Thinking that you are superior to something else or someone else is not power. When people have power over something, it takes a constant vigilance to make sure that the people around you don't get out of hand. And so what these people do is they use submission, they intimidate people, they go after fear, they use greed, they use manipulation, they do whatever they can to increase the amount of dominance that they have over somebody because they can't let them get out of hand, because that would mean if somebody else got their power back, that they are being, it's being taken away from that person. That's not how power works. It's a fucked up definition of what power is. When somebody has power or something, I'm not going to just say people, because this is in total institutions. This is not just people, right? It is entire things that our world has been built on. They've been built on having power over people, because when you are going around and trying to have power over people, you focus on one thing, the differences. Because all you want to do is polarize, separate, and get people to only see the differences. Because when you separate people, when you pull them away from others, something happens. You become a lot easier to control. And it's just this vicious cycle. Power within is different. Power within, personal power, this is what it connects us with our life force. Power within and having personal power brings us together. It does not tear people apart. It focuses on unity and therefore it strengthens. This true power makes the world a better place. It empowers people. It strengthens the bonds that we have with other people, with our world, with the things that are around us, with the animals. It makes everything rise. And we have to start to change this, the way that we look at these things. And how are we going to do that? We have to start to look at everything as a whole instead of separate. This is the overarching theme here. When we think about Western medicine, we think about why nothing is ever solved. Because Western medicine has literally, they only look at each body system as separate instead of one unified thing working together. You get sent to 60 different specialists that look at one part of the body, not thinking that maybe it's being impacted by another part of the body. Our body, it does not stay in little tiny compartments. So again, when we have power within, we are focusing on unifying, about being whole, about looking at everything. Humanity is a whole system. We are not individual pieces. Our world is a whole system, not individual pieces. It's about connecting to this universal consciousness, this consciousness that connects every single one of us. And we are start asking the question, how do we help the whole instead of how does this help me? It's a very different place to come from. So I love this quote. It came from one of the book I was reading, and it said, without our autonomy, we lose the desire to innovate and we remain stuck in the negative patterns of the lower chakras, unable to liberate, to find freedom. We need confidence to venture into the unknown. Without a strong third chakra, we cannot reach beyond into new levels, and instead we remain stuck, clinging to security and sameness. There's a lot of people that think that they thrive off of routine. So they do everything that they can so that things don't change. The only thing that is guaranteed in this life is that things change, and it's something we should be excited about, not afraid of. Change is good. And monotony is one of the six causes of disease within the body. We don't actually do the same thing over and over and over because we enjoy it. We do it because it gives us a sense of security and safety. Because we have labeled the unknown as scary, and it threatens our ego, and it threatens that sense of power. The ego doesn't really like different. It doesn't like the idea that we could fail at something. It doesn't like the idea that we might look stupid. It doesn't like the idea of being a beginner again. But we have to lean into this. It's not an option to activate this third chakra. You must reclaim your power that sits within you. You must reclaim the power within, or else we're always seeking outside approval. We're always seeking excitement. We seek activity. We're afraid to slow down because we don't want to feel the emptiness that's actually within us. We go through life wanting to be acknowledged or needing to be needed because that strengthens our ego and it helps us feel like we've got power over something. We then start to seek power, not to help the greater good, but simply for the ego's sake. If we have power without a purpose, without a bigger purpose, it can become very dangerous. And we watch that play out all the time. So let's just quickly talk about how do we know if maybe this is something, maybe something I just said sparked it and you're like, woo, that's me. Okay, got it. Got to get my power back. A lot of people do, right? Because again, we kind of give it away throughout our life. But if we have a blocked energy center and if the blocked third chakra, we're going to always going to have really big insecurity. Now, remember that insecurity often comes with a side of domination, manipulation. When we're insecure, it doesn't mean that you're the person hiding in the background always. Often this is the person that you might look at them and think that they're confident. But really, they're just trying to prove themselves by having power over other people. You might also always need reassurance from other people. Or you really, really struggle to make decisions. Is this right for me? I don't know. Right? This person might be really afraid of being alone. Because if you're alone, you have nobody. This is what I call, I like to call it your internal awesome meter. You've got to learn how to fill your own internal awesome meter. And if people are alone and they've got a blocked third chakra, they've got nothing to fill their internal awesome meter because we can't rely on the outside world to do that. Some other imbalances is anger. Have a very controlling personality. People who feel superior over other people. And then on the other side, they might lack discipline and hard work, might really struggle with self-esteem, have a difficulty finding their direction in life. They might be really negative or rigid, anxious. The other one is a workaholic. Why a workaholic? Because they're proving. Because they haven't been recognized or they haven't given themselves permission or somebody else hasn't given them permission to rest. And then this used to be me. Oh my gosh, so much so. And then like they just want other people to tell them how amazing they are. Because again, they have a difficulty with that internal awesome meter. So when we start to balance out this chakra, there's a beautiful thing that happens. Now, all of a sudden, we're not afraid to take risks. We're more spontaneous. We have this like uninhibited piece of us that feels really, really good. They hold respect for themselves, but they hold respect for others. That's the key. Not only do you respect you, but you also respect others. You have a confidence that doesn't need to be the loudest thing in the room because you realize the loudest person in the room has nothing to do with their confidence. You're able to set clear boundaries, be decisive, have an independence about you. You know, there's so many women that I've worked with who have talked to me about the fact that they were, when I talked about traveling and going on experiences and doing different things, they're like, I've never traveled by myself. And this became like a theme. And that was interesting to me. And I remember feeling that way too. But again, I had given my power away. Like travel wasn't something that I could do on my own. There's a different sense of independence and courage. People are very positive that have a balanced, say, solar plexus. You make and you seek your own pleasure. Again, your life is a walking ceremony. You don't need to have all of these amazing things happening all the time because you find your own pleasure. You use every opportunity to learn, to grow, to expand. It's one of my favorite lines. You are inferior to no one, but not superior to anyone either. Powerful, right? You honor all, but you bow to none. Pretty powerful stuff here. So the archetypes. The first one is when this is out of balance, they're kind of like the drudge. That's like the best word we can come up with. And it's when you think of it, it's like when a victim and a martyr come together. So they think life is happening to them. And on top of it, they are doing all these things for everybody else and all of that. They don't understand the word power. And they just are kind of like trotted down by life. Life's just hard. Life's hard for these people. And then when we can get it into balance, you become the peaceful warrior. There's a regalness about you. They've got this very subtle, and again, they don't have to speak loud, don't fuck with me attitude. And it's not because they want to have power over you, because they're truly confident. And people don't want to mess with them. They're peaceful. They don't carry around bitterness and anger and look around for conflict. So somebody who has a really open third chakra, still out of balance, they seek love conflict. They seek it out. They love it. And then there's the people who have, it's still out of balance, but it's not open. And those are the people who avoid conflict like the plague. They never want to rock the boat. Okay, so it's just something that has to do with conflict. They respect themselves and others equally. Again, they don't feel superior or inferior to people because they realize that we're all the same. And we are all going through things, and there is nothing better or worse about another human being. You are no better than anybody, but you are also no less than anybody. And I love this line too. This is with the peaceful warrior. Power comes from combining and integrating, not fighting and dominating. And again, the peaceful warrior doesn't feel the need to control or manipulate others to get what they want. They don't have to. So how do we start working through this? How do we start working on this chakra? First of all, you need to break the inertia in your life, meaning that whatever you've done in the past, you got to start to do something different. Okay, so if you are used to not doing anything, then you need to find a way to break that inertia and start to do something. You use your will every single day to do anything you do. You use your will to stay in bed. You use your will to get out of bed. So make a choice and use your will in a way that's in alignment with your true will, with what you're supposed to be doing here. If you're always on the go and you can't slow down because you're always trying to prove yourself, slow down. stop, rest, break the inertia, break the cycle, break the habit. Another thing is to make sure that you are avoiding invalidation. And what I mean by that, so Albert Einstein has a quote, and it's, "New ideas meet their greatest opposition from those who misunderstand them." Someone else's closed mind or closed heart is not yours to carry. Be careful who you spend time with on this journey of back to yourself. Because if it's somebody who isn't supporting you, who wants to control you, who wants to dominate you, who wants to manipulate you to think that you are wrong, who wants to take your power away, you need to separate yourself, because it will make you feel invalid over and over and over. And that is not your truth. That is theirs. You choose whether you're going to take on someone's criticism or not. No one can make you feel powerless. That is up to you. And as you go through and you think about this, I want you to think about this particular part, because when people make you feel powerless, it shows you how much of your power you have given away to that person. It's time to get it back. Also, think about the anger that shows up in your life. Where is that? Because that can also block your power, your personal power, that power within. Get honest. What does that look like? There you go. There you have it. The solar plexus. It is powerful. It is fiery. It is beautiful. It is full of transformation when it is being used in a way that is benefits everybody. But it also holds a lot of power to pull us in a direction that doesn't benefit everybody. And this is where you get to claim your responsibility for your solar plexus and your personal power. And you get to come back and you get to do what you are here to do, which is never to separate people or things. We are here to unite. We are here to bring each other together. And that's important. More, probably more important than anything else I've talked about. We are not here to tear each other apart and to focus on our differences. We are here to bring the world together by focusing on our similarities. If this is the one that's punching you in the gut, I get it. I've been there. And it's okay. Again, all of this is great, because once you have an awareness, you can start to shift it. If you want help with that, reach out. Head over to the website, shoot me a text, 248-206-3431. Go on to Instagram, send me a message, whatever it takes. But again, this isn't an option. You must get your power within back. Because when we get our personal power back, we're actually stand a chance of standing up and changing the world and taking it in a different direction than the people who want power over are taking it. Okay, until next week, we're going to go into the heart chakra. The heart chakra is the one that I believe will change the world. This one I am passionate about. I'm passionate about them all, but this one will get good. So join me next week as we kind of go through this. And until then, again, how are you going to claim your personal power? Because you need it. We need it. The world needs it. How are you going to activate that light inside your solar plexus so that we can start to light up the world in the way that it deserves? See you next week. Let's go change the world.